I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are there Reese's Pieces in the snack room in the machine? Because I'm going to go get some right now!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I'm like imagining like a 10-year-old kid riding around in a car with his, you know, mother or father, like somebody who likes the show, listens to the show, and just heard that and like, "Daddy, why is that man so mad about Reese's Pieces?" Well, son, it's a long story. I don't have an explanation. I have no idea what the context of that was. Whatever, just how it goes. Paul, we've all had our moments. Paul Hamilton, along with me, I'm the Bulldog. Mike Shope had to leave early today. Sneaky Joe DiBiase along for the ride as well. Lines are open. We'll get back to some phone calls here in short order. 803-0550 is the number. Paul, you just texted me something that I'm assuming means you wanted to bring it up. Because, and Joe had mentioned this to me earlier, and we just hadn't, the conversation had not wound itself to this yet, but you've prompted me here. There's, I guess, to some degree, a critique of Jack Eichel's leadership being offered via, I believe, a Montreal radio station from a player who fans barely are going to recognize his name. I think J.S. Day? Is it D or Day? D. Okay.
Played a couple of games here last year.
Right. What have we got here?
He keeps saying Jack's a nice guy, and he said it about five times, but he said he's no Crosby as a leader, that's for sure. And just basically said that, you know, maybe when Jack matures more, he'll be a better leader. But and I remember, you know, I'm not going to say who, but there have been a couple of former Sabres, even while they were Sabres, who said to me, they're making a mistake, making him captain this early, and basically saying he's really never going to be a leader. In two different cases, two very well-respected NHL players, just like, he's never going to be a leader. I mean, it just they don't see it, and they just, you know, so it's not the first time I've heard this brought up, but it's interesting that a guy, well, now JSD was around on the taxi squad, so he was around the team, but he only played a couple of games last year. That somebody who was inconsequential with the team brought it up, you know, I found very interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is that. And look, you know, look, there's we've all, I think anyone who has jobs like this has heard various things in that regard through the years, and I've not really. I'm apprehensive to take it to heart because I wonder about the motivation of the person sharing it. You know, is it a bitter former player, you know, that doesn't recognize how much things have changed and is jealous of the entitlement that the guys have or whatever. But this sort of thing being said publicly, I guess, is certainly noteworthy that someone of so little standing in the league wanted to step out and say something about Eichel. I mean, I don't know what JSD has in his future as far as, you know, where he's going to be playing or what. But it's not, I guess, you're saying the same as I'm saying, really. It's not the first we've ever heard of Eichel being questioned in that area anyways.
I think Eichel has improved. his persona. I mean, he knew he was the face of the Sabres, and you know, the way he acted the first couple of years did not sit well with the Sabres. It, you know, it was not a good act, you know, rolling his eyes at questions and that kind of thing. Even if you think they're stupid questions, even if they are stupid questions, you can't be standing there rolling your eyes and you know, mocking media people. And, you know, even if you think that, do it behind closed doors. I mean, you're the face of the franchise. And but there was immaturity, and he has improved. There's no question he's improved. But I thought they were making a huge mistake making it. They made him captain to, you know, because they knew he was a little miffed that he wasn't the captain yet. And, you know, so it's like, all right, let's throw Jack a bone. Where he's going to be our captain anyway, so let's make him captain. So they did it, you know, he was way too immature. And quite honestly, I agree that I don't feel he will ever be the type of leader I would want. And that's the one thing I don't like about the National Hockey League is they think you got to put the C on the best player. And I think you got to put it on the best leader. And, you know, I'll never forget there was a guy inside the locker room in the Gretzky-Messier years who told me numerous times Messier basically told Gretzky to sit down and shut up. I mean, he was the captain of that team, but not really. I mean, it was, you know, Gretzky had the C on his jersey, but in the locker room, he wasn't the captain. Messier was. And, you know, well, he's the best player ever, so he has to be the captain. Or Mario Lemieux, he's the best player there, but he has to be captain. Gilbert Perreault has told me numerous times he wanted nothing to do with being captain of the Sabres, and Scotty forced him. And, you know, he didn't want to do it. He didn't think he'd be a good captain, and Scotty made him take the C. You know, because he was the best guy, and that's the way that they handle it in the National Hockey League.
803-0550 is the number. Let's get back to some phone calls here. Brian is first up this segment. Hello, Brian. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Paul, I came in on the tail end when you were talking about the gentleman who was, I guess you said he's not a fighter, but he could be. My question is, does Adams believe in putting together like an energy line to kind of protect all these kids we have? Or I've never even heard the question asked of them. And number two, does it have to be expensive to do that? Didn't Boston just re-sign the guy that took on Tom Wilson for like $1.5 million or $1.75 million?
It doesn't have to be expensive. They just got Hayden, who will take on anybody. They just got him for $750,000, but Hayden isn't the guy I'm looking for as far as a guy who can also be a player like Richie or Cizikas or those guys that, you know, will address those types of things, but you also get contributions out of. I asked today about Richie, and it sounds like contact was made, and Adams agreed that, you know, you need players to make other players feel comfortable. You know, it's not all fighting, as he said, you know, like he heard in my open.
took a shot at Paul in the process,
yeah.
Right?
No.
which was funny.
No, but
it was cool.
I think you've even said how important you felt or you heard that the Clutterbuck line was for the other guys on the Islanders,
yeah,
to feel they were liberated to do what they wanted to do. And
but those guys are hockey players, too, and that's the key.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Martin is really the fighter on that line, but he's evolved into a useful role player on that line. But yeah, Clutterbuck and Cizikas to me aren't fighters at all. Those are just high energy good players.
But they're tough.
And they allow Barzell
to
run around and yap and run his mouth and play pond hockey when they got the Sabres down and that kind of stuff. And he knows he's not going to have to pay for it because nobody's going to challenge those guys. But you know, I would like guys who can actually play hockey to do that role. And Adams acknowledged today that, you know, Hayden's around basically because, you know, he's tired. I think he's as tired as I am of watching Dahlin and Joki Haru and Mittelstadt and everybody having to, you know, have their brains kicked in and everybody standing around watching. And Dylan Cousins is the only one that shows up. Well, Dylan Cousins is more valuable on the ice than he is defending Dahlin and everybody else. So, you know, you don't want Dylan Cousins doing that job.
Thank you for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. 803-0550 is the number. Mark is next up on WGR. Hello, Mark. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Paul, this is just a great segment. I don't know if you saw John Vogel. You guys were referencing John Vogel's piece on. He just tweeted it out about that former. His last name is DEA. I don't know how to pronounce it.
We just talked about it at the top of the hour.
Right. So, I mean, it's just where there's smoke, there's fire, and I just think that. You know, where are, you know, these other teams thinking that they want a guy like Jack even in their, you know, in their locker room? Obviously, he's a great player. But I was thinking about somebody. I know New Jersey just added Dougie Hamilton, and you've referenced in the past, Paul, that, you know, a trade for Darlene for Jack Hughes. I mean, I would love a first and Jack Hughes for Eichel. I mean, I would take that all day right now. But, yeah, I just want to know what you think. I think Jack has just been a problem in the locker room, and I think it's starting to come out and yeah, I'm ready to see him gone and boom at every single game I go to. So I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, it's the Darlene thing, what I brought up, and that is, you know, if you draft power and you know, I would maybe consider looking to see if a team would be interested in Darlene, somebody else's number one overall pick for a centerman. It would have to be a very high-end centerman, and I brought Hughes up or Byfield up or somebody like that just to flip your depth out of your defense and into your forwards a little bit. But it's not because I don't think Darlene's ever going to amount to anything or I don't think Darlene's a good player or anything. It's actually because I think he's a good player and I think he will amount to something that thought, you know, maybe that's something you could pull off. But it would have – there's only a few guys I would do it with. It would have to be a high-end player.
What do you think, Darlene? This came up with Kevin Adams earlier, and we haven't talked about it. I think we the three of us before Mike left today, we were kicking it around a little bit. Like Darlene's next contract. What? Like for me, and I should let actually Joe say this because I think it was Joe's idea, and I saw it on Twitter and I liked it. Like you know, 8 years, $56 million. You know, $7 million a year. How does that hit you for Darlene?
I was thinking more about like around 6.5, but I just don't think Darlene, why would he do that? I mean, he's supremely confident in his abilities, especially he got so much better under Granato, and Granato's coming back, so he can expect to continue to get better. And why not bet on yourself and get a 2-year deal, maybe even if you have to take less money and think, all right, you know, I'll get my 9, 10 million because I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him instead of, you know, taking an 8-year deal or a 6-year deal at 6.5 or something like that. And then, you know, saying, oh, geez, I could have gotten more. Now, in the other side of the thing, you might not ever amount to anything. And then you're ripping off the Sabres. But, you know, I think it's going to be the other way around. But I just don't see why Rasmus Dahlin would be interested at all in signing a 6, 7, or 8-year deal.
Yeah, I think he has yet to. If you're him, and I think even if you're not, like me sitting here, like I think from the Sabres standpoint, I would do that deal in a second, a long-term deal at the 7, or you're saying 6.5, I mean, whatever, we're quibbling over $500,000 a year. Who cares, Paul? It's walking around money in the league. But
yeah, that's just for you. That's just a half year salary. So
right. But is it a good idea for him? Like for the player, like I might be looking at Makar and Heiskanen, like other defensemen who've gotten the big money and think like I can get there. And he has not really like. The coaching this year, I think, derailed him badly. He showed great signs of life, I thought, playing under Granato. So if I'm Rasmus Dahlin, I think I probably would pass on that offer and say, give me a bridge deal, and I'm going to break the bank in 2 years.
Yeah, and there's really not much Adams can do about it if they're just adamant that they're not going to sign a 6-year deal. I mean, yeah, you could make Dahlin hold out, I suppose, you know, or sign him to his qualifying offer, which Dahlin might not mind. Yeah, his qualifying offer is not going to be that much, you know, but he might say, all right, yeah, well, I'll sign the qualifying offer, play a year, and I'm going to have a good year, and we'll break the bank next year.
Paul, real quick here, because we're gonna run Sal back in a few minutes here and get back into the Bills with him after we're done. The goaltending. The moves made yesterday and what Adam said about like leaving the opportunity for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen there. One thought, and it's pretty critical, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Like he's basically suggesting if Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen can beat out Aaron Dell and Craig Anderson, then he will have earned a job in the NHL. And I'm not sure that that necessarily makes him ready to play in the NHL. It just means he's better than Craig Anderson, who's absolutely at the very end of the line, and Aaron Dell, who's, you know, a career backup.
I think what they mean by earning it is that, you know, he actually earns the job, not just beats them out, but actually is ready for the job. And it's, I wrote it last night after those guys were signed, and I believe it. And what tipped me off was the two-way contract to Dell. And I thought, if they're giving him a two-year deal, or a two-way deal, they're going to give Lukanen every opportunity to be the number one goaltender. I don't think just make the team, be the number one goaltender. I think he's going to be the guy in training camp that's going to give. I think they were impressed, as was I. He was much better in Buffalo than I thought he could be. So I think it's, let's see. Let's find out. Let's give this kid a chance. He might take over the reins. And you know, he might show us that he's ready. If he doesn't, well, you know, we've got Anderson. We've got Dell. We've got Tokarski. You know, we then you go with Anderson, and the other guy is the backup. And maybe, you know, in a half year, you might try it again and see. Or maybe you give him a full year in Rochester. But that was the first thing I thought of is they want Lukanen to be the number one guy. But, I think Adams is smart enough not to throw him in if he's not ready.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot for the long stay. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I don't know, hopefully Mike's feeling better. But appreciate you hanging with us. We'll take a timeout here and get back into the Bills. It was day two of practice at Bills training camp, and our Sal Capaccio will run all of that down with us coming up right after this. I am the Bulldog along with Sneaky Joe DiBiase, and this is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.